Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been released. This is after a 12-year battle against extradition in a saga that is running to nearly 2 decades. He was originally charged with conspiracy to obtain and disclose national defense information. Scott Lucas is with us. He is professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute at UCD. Good morning, Scott.
Very good morning to you, Anton.
Scott, there are people, I suspect, who will have voted in our recent local elections who weren't born when all of this started. So is there any chance that you might give us a reminder of what Assange did that landed him A, in embassies and B, in jail?
So in 2010, WikiLeaks, which was the organization that Julian Assange founded, obtained many thousands of documents from a member of the American military, Chelsea Manning. WikiLeaks then posted those documents across the internet, and it became international news because these were revelations about the U.S. military's activities in Iraq, in Afghanistan, the activities of U.S. mercenaries, sometimes with the killing of civilians, and then the activities of American embassies around the world. Now, WikiLeaks always claimed that, you know, they were careful to redact sensitive information in the documents so that no one would be exposed to risk from having their identity revealed. The U.S. government said that that wasn't true, that there were people whose lives would be threatened by this, and that this was a broader threat to American national security. Before that case could be dealt with, and it's important to emphasize this, Assange effectively went on the run over a different case, which is sexual assault charges in Sweden. He was wanted there. The Swedes wanted him extradited from the UK. Assange took refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in 2012, and he was there for 7 years. Now, in 2019, just because the case had dragged on so long, those sexual assault charges were set aside in Sweden. And nearly about the same time, the Ecuadorian embassy told Assange, "You've got to go." He was a bit of a troublesome guest, to say the least. At that point, the UK authorities put him into Belmarsh, the high security prison, and he has been there ever since, fighting extradition to the US until this case finally, in the last few hours, has been resolved by him agreeing to plead guilty to one charge over the leaking, the publication of those documents all the way back in 2010.
He pleaded guilty and then pretty much immediately got on a jet heading to Australia?
No, he has to, because he can't plead guilty from the UK prison. So he's being taken to an island in the Northern Marianas chain in the Pacific, to Saipan, which is owned by the U.S. So there's a U.S. court in those islands that will formally hear his plea of guilty. The judge will probably sentence him to 5 years in prison on that single charge over national security. And of course, he has served 5 years. So that effectively completes his sentence. He then goes to Australia, and the Australian government have already said that, you know, he will be free there. They don't intend to prosecute further.
So the time that he served in Belmarsh counts as time served against any future U.S. sentence?
That's how the Americans are going to do it. They're not going to press. They could have pressed for, I think, probably up to about 20 years under the Espionage Act, and they've chosen just to simply take the 5 years that he served in the UK and say, all right, you're guilty. You have effectively accepted our case that you did risk our national security.
What brought this to a head now? Because a lot of people had just decided, well, Julian Assange, whether it be embassy or jail, he is going to bounce from one to the other until time catches up with him. What ended his ordeal?
Well, I think from the U.S. government side, and Joe Biden signaled this months ago, they just wanted to bring this to an end. They really wanted to, you know, in a sense, get rid of the PR around the fact that Assange was indefinitely being held in a U.K. prison. At the same time, the American government, you know, having a criminal case in the United States could be problematic because Assange was going to plead with a freedom of speech defense. If that freedom of speech defense was successful, someone else could then obtain documents and then publish them as well. From Assange's point of view, I, you know, can't quite read his mind. He's a tricky character, but I'd say probably he's trying to cut his losses. You know, he has already been either hiding in an embassy or in prison for 12 years. He risked a much lengthier jail sentence if he was convicted in a U.S. court. So at this point, look, you're going to be free now if you do plead guilty. Go ahead and do that. You'll still have that guilty conviction over you. You're never going to be able to say you're innocent, but at least now you're a free man with and you know, able to spend time with your wife.
He gives up the capacity to say that he is innocent. He also, therefore, to some extent, gives up the kind of journalistic martyrdom with which he had shrouded himself for the last number of years. Is that a big sacrifice, do you think, for him?
No, because in this era of social media, and especially given Assange's personality, they'll continue to say he's a martyr. And I have to emphasize here, from my own personal point of view, this is an inconclusive result. If you take the issues of freedom of the press, of security, and the public interest, because we don't get this case coming to trial, which should have happened years ago, we don't get a resolution. So this question of whether Julian Assange is a martyr or is a criminal will be floating around social media for the rest of our lives. And at the same time, these broader important issues about when is it proper to publish classified government documents in the public interest? When is it proper to do that? Well, we won't have a clear answer on that for some time to come either.
Lastly, Scott, what's the logic of flying him to an American territory in the Pacific rather than just taking him to New York, Boston, Washington, wherever it might be? It seems very James Bond cloak and dagger.
The U.S. government is saying, the Justice Department saying, is that it was requested by Assange's lawyers because Assange doesn't want to stand trial or doesn't want to appear in a U.S. court, given that he sees, you know, the continental U.S. as the enemy here. I suspect from the U.S. government's point of view, it's also convenient because it's going to be much harder to turn this into a spectacle out in an island in the Pacific than it would be if Assange showed up in a court in New York or Boston.
Because it is slightly more difficult for a gaggle of media to find a South Pacific island than it is to walk down to downtown Manhattan.
A lot more expensive to get out to Saipan as well.
Finally, you mentioned Chelsea Manning. Remind us of Chelsea Manning, because she served a number of years for this, didn't she?
Yeah, I think she served 7 years until she was finally, her sentence was then commuted by Barack Obama in 2017. And again, it was commuted. I don't believe she was pardoned, which means there's no resolution in terms of what she had done. And I'm going to add a wider point here, which is that I think won't be covered in the press coverage today. The WikiLeaks of 2010 is a very different WikiLeaks from 2024. In 2010, I actually thought it was proper for these documents to be released. I thought it was in the public interest. WikiLeaks was providing information. In 2024, and indeed for almost a decade, WikiLeaks has been an outlet for disinformation, notably in the service of Russia and alongside the Russians, whether it be interference in the 2016 U.S. election or excusing Russia's activities in Syria and Ukraine, including the killing of civilians. So, you know, from the time this case originally started, where WikiLeaks think I had a clear defense that they were working in the public interest, I think it's far more problematic 14 years later.
Scott, thank you very much for that analysis. That's Scott Lucas, professor and political analyst at the Clinton Institute in UC.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.